Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov, in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. The Japanese government is encouraging a wider evacuation from the region around the damaged Fukushima nuclear plant, as officials investigate evidence that a reactor core vessel at the plant might be damaged and leaking radiation. There is some good news for the country, though. Levels of radioactive isotopes in Tokyo's water supply fell for a second day. But the wider evacuation around the nuclear plant is being seen as a sign that officials don't expect the reactor to be brought under control soon. Joining us for the latest and analysis of the new developments is Michael Friedlander, a former nuclear power plant operator in the U.S. who's familiar with this type of plant. And Michael, help us understand the reactor here. We're talking about the reactor vessel, meaning that it's inside the containment structure, right?
That is correct. The reactor is actually the assembly of these several tens of thousands of zirconium tubes that actually have the uranium, and that's inside a structure that we call the reactor pressure vessel. The reactor pressure vessel is about 6 meters in diameter, about 22 meters high. That assembly itself is inside of what we call the primary containment building, which is a massive reinforced concrete structure. The primary containment is housed inside the secondary containment. And this whole structure is what we refer to as the reactor building. So it's sort of like these Russian dolls that you see that are one is inside another, which is inside another. So you can sort of peel it back. And ultimately, what you're trying to get at is the reactor itself.
And inside all of that is the core, which if it's
correct,
breached to that center, it could be an incredibly bad accident. But where are we now with this? How bad is this new development?
Let me just say a couple points on that. First of all, we have some pretty good science that gives us a fair indication of the contamination that we find in the countryside around Fukushima. The utility is making an assessment that a fairly significant percentage of the cladding, and again, the cladding are these zirconium tubes that actually hold the uranium, that cladding has been damaged. It does not give us any indication yet that any fuel has actually melted, which, of course, would be a very, very serious condition.
What are officials worried about now? What are they looking into now?
The issues that happened yesterday, which I think caught everybody a little bit by surprise, was the situation where there were three of the crewmen who got contaminated. And it was quite a serious contamination, by the way.
They stepped in some water that was highly radioactive.
They stepped in some water that was highly radioactive. Now, there are areas of the plant that were designed to accommodate a very, very serious seismic event. And there were other areas of the facility that did not have that robust design consideration. And in particular, in the what we call the turbine building. The information that we have was that these workers were inside the turbine building. So the theory that I'm operating on, particularly because the information we have, are that the radioisotopes that they identified were cobalt and molybdenum. That is not the fingerprint of what we would expect to see based on fuel damage in the reactor itself. And so the theory that I'm operating under right now is that indeed this was probably a rupture of either one or more of those vessels, or perhaps one of the tanks that are nearby that service those vessels. It shouldn't be associated with the activity that's going on in and around the reactor, or even the suspicion that there was a leak or a problem with the reactor vessel itself.
And how significant do you think this development is, or not?
It's significant for two reasons that maybe you've not touched upon or thought about. And the two reasons are very much interrelated. Most of the radioactive contamination is still inside the primary containment building. Now, the evolution that we're getting to and that we're moving towards, instead of injecting seawater into the reactor vessel, that we can use what we call the shutdown cooling system to cool the reactor. And that's where we want to be because it's safe and it's stable and the system is obviously designed for that. But what that means is, if you think through what I just said, all of that radioactive contamination that's currently inside the reactor and inside the primary containment, now we're basically reconfiguring the plant to where we're going to be circulating that outside the primary containment. And that water is wickedly radioactive. And the fear that I have is that that evolution, where we are now going to be moving around thousands of gallons a minute of intensely radioactive water, and the risk of an error or a mistake and having that radioactive contamination end up on the floor somewhere needs to be managed so that we don't end up contaminating a lot of people with extremely radioactive water.
That's Michael Friedlander, a former nuclear power plant operator in the U.S. Thank you, Michael.